to argue the case for legalising prostitution. Dennis Hoff is taking part in a debate at the historic Oxford Union Society. He's also offered to open a brothel in London during the Olympics. He told me, just before we came on air, why he believes his plan would combat crime.
Sebastian Coe has done a great job on the Olympics, and it's going to be a great event. But what they didn't take into consideration is the sex business and the sex trafficking. Scotland Yard is now moving all the girls out of their areas that they work in because the uppers, the MPs, if you will, don't want to see prostitutes. They don't want the tourists to see them. Tourists that come in here for the Olympics are also going to want to have sex, and they need to accept that reality and control it and license it.
What about those who say that, you know, whatever you think about legalizing prostitution and about having these bunny ranches in other parts of the world, potentially the UK, that actually this kind of legalization attracts more prostitution and it gives a kind of safe cover to illegal prostitution?
Well, what that is that's an excuse for their failure. You know, when you Google search sex trafficking London, 2,400,000 things come up. You know, when you go on adult sites, which I did yesterday, and find a nice girl who charges £50 for unprotected sex, it's disgusting. The problem's here. It's not going to attract more. It's going to clean up what you've already got.
Well, you're with Cammy, who works for herself and for you. Is that the right way to describe it?
That's correct. She's a prostitute at the Bunny Ranch.
Okay. Now, Cammy, you were at New York University, weren't you, when you heard about Dennis and the Bunny Ranches and decided that you wanted to work there. Now, you've made a lot of money in prostitution, haven't you?
Yes, quite a bit.
To those who say that you've let yourself down and that this is a poor choice, however wealthy it's made you, what do you say?
Well, I certainly don't think it's a poor choice at all. I think it's the best choice for my life. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to have to be focusing on my studies and working at some little nothing job at the same time. And, you know, I'm going to have a really good life thanks to the choices that I've made.
And what do you do?
People email me and they book appointments with me. They see me on our show or in magazines or whatever, and they send me emails. You know, they want to come in, they want to spend a few hours, a night, a few days, whatever it is that they want to spend, they come in, we book our appointment through the office, and we spend our time together. We both have a really great time.
And you deposit the check the next day.
Right.
does she have absolute veto on who she sees and doesn't?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't have to be with anybody or do anything that I don't want to. I can set my own prices, you know, whatever I want. I can do anything I want.
And do you feel protected by Dennis's establishment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people don't come in there to cause problems. Everybody just wants to be happy and have fun. And there's no way that anything could possibly happen because a guy is not going to walk out of there without somebody saying, where did she go?
The Bunny Ranch is a 57-year-old social experiment that works. It's safe. In the 20 years that I've owned the place, we've never seen a problem. In 31 years of mandatory testing, hundreds of thousands of tests, Cammy is tested, like the other girls, tested every week. There's never been a case of HIV. There's never been a case of violence.
And Cammy, have you ever considered, or had you ever considered, I should say, illegal prostitution work?
No, definitely not. I mean, that's so scary. Nobody knows where you are. I mean, anybody could do anything to you. You could get beat up. You could get any kind of disease. You could get robbed. And, you know, when you do criminal things, you allow other people to do criminal things to you, and that's just too scary.
When you, sorry, this is to you, Dennis, this question. When you were in conversation yesterday with Fiona McTaggart, the British MP who campaigns against the legalisation of any form of prostitution, you agreed with her when she said that sex is an expression of love and a woman should be able to choose who she has sex with on that basis.
Oh, absolutely.
You agree with that, but do you have no qualms about this kind of sex?
But it's going to happen. I think, you know, I agree with...
But you don't have to be party to it.
Well, I agree with most feminists until it gets down to prostitution. I don't like anybody taking a choice away from a woman, a legal choice, and I don't like them telling them what they should do with their body. The problem with her notion is let's get rid of the customers. It's age old. It's never going away.
Do you think that, I know you've written this letter to Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, do you think that he will even consider going along with this?
Well, I want him to meet with me and at least let me tell him, start the dialogue. At least start the dialogue. We're living in the dark ages. And truthfully, the United States has even lived darker ages because it's totally illegal there except in Nevada and certain parts of Nevada.
And Cammie, you say you'll never have to work again if you didn't want to.
Right.
But you're going to.
Of course. I love my job. I love what I do. You know, I mean, I'll stop when I don't like it anymore. I could stop tomorrow if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I like what I do, and I have a lot of fun.
That was Cammie ending that interview with Cammie and Dennis Hoff, who's attempting to get the chance to open a brothel in Soho in London. Quick word from Ali. There's been a wicket.
Yep, Stuart Broad has struck an Esperanto and impressed so much in the morning.